One thing that I learned in secondary school is how to be a hustler.
I think I have wicked tendencies, but I'm not wicked.
You're always saying bad energy stay far away, but
bad energy stay far away, but you're the bad energy.
I dare you to lick in Kechi's pants.
You guys don't know I have brain. I have brain.
I got a friend now. First of all, nobody asked. Second of all, your outfit is actually trash and we don't care.
The only time I'm on my knees is, well, that's classified.
Chidera, this is a family channel.
I hope my mother isn't listening to this podcast.
Hi, guys. Welcome back to another episode of the Care Package Podcast.
Hey.
What
do you mean it's been a while? We were here last week.
But since you guys last, we have dropped TikTok.
Yes, oh my god, you guys, our first TikTok is out. And if you're listening to this right now and you're not following us on TikTok at the Care Package Pod, then do you want us dead? Like, if you want us dead, you can just say that.
You want to kill me.
If you want us dead, you can just say that.
Okay, guys, we're back in episode 83. And obviously, you know, we're giving you guys the tea on everything happening in the world in a very short 30-minute segment.
Before we get into the tea, some personal things that have happened to me. Beyonce! Hey! This morning, I fought war. I battled it out. And now, me and Beyonce! Me and Beyonce! I'm gonna be there. Tottenham Stadium, First Jane. Ticketmaster could not break my soul. You guys should extend prayers for Chidera's tickets because they're taking the piss in America.
They're definitely taking the piss. But that actually brings us on to our first topic. So Beyonce announced her Renaissance tour after, you know, Dubai, a few days after Dubai. Because maybe the $35 million they paid her wasn't enough to cover house rent. So she said, let me go on tour, you know. And, you know, she's very wicked. Because she announced that on the first of the month, when people have money to pay.
Like, all the bills have just come out. And also, need I remind you that Beyonce told us all to quit our jobs in that album. So she has a very broke fan base right now. And then...
There's actually something I saw about these two people that were dating. And she was like, babe, can you buy me Beyonce ticket? He was like, there's 700 for nosebleed. You know, we're saving up for a house. He said, please give me my money from the house. He said, it's doing you like that. I broke up with her. So
I love it. I even saw one, Tiwalala. She recently got married. She tweeted something about how she's about to make a responsible an irresponsible Beyonce decision. Her husband reminded her that they're about to start a family. And she had to just dial it back.
But yeah, like,
but you know what? Just a quick segue. That kind of made me deep. That, like, honestly, when you get married, you have to start thinking about other things. Now that I'm young and I have no responsibilities, like, if I want to spend £1 on Beyonce tickets, I'm gonna do that because what am I using the money for?
True, Sean. But yeah, smart financial decisions is key. Like I said, the situation in America is getting very heavy because I don't even know, like, what's going on, but from what I heard, Europe has caps. So they have price caps on tickets and stuff like that. So they can't charge past a certain amount.
I think that's so crazy.
But in America, guys, Beyonce is coming to Washington, D.C. As you guys know, that's home base. She's not even coming. Like, me.
Okay.
Me.
I was about to say, Beyonce...
She's not coming
from Texas.
I know. As she's coming to Washington, she's not in Washington. She's in Maryland. FedEx Field, Maryland. That's the first one. And that's a stadium. That's where they play, like, games. So top of the stadium, where you can see her on a screen. You may even see her.
That's so funny when you deep this. You're actually going to be paying to watch her on a screen?
It's $700. And I personally don't have a kidney to sell. I only have two. And Drake, too, wants to go on.
You only need one, really and truly.
Thank you, medical professional. Anyways.
No, I'm being dead ass. You actually need one.
I know. But yeah, I'm kind of interested, though, because on all, like, I know on the Ticketmasters in the, I don't know if it's the same. Do you guys have Club Renaissance? Like, the Club Renaissance?
Yeah.
I think that's very interesting because Club Renaissance, from what I can see, Club Renaissance is capped. So there was a girl that saw Club Renaissance for 400, but Club Renaissance is standing. And I thought to myself, Chidera, why would you want to sit down? So if opportunity arises and Club Renaissance is 400, 500, I shall do it.
But will
Shall
it be 400, 500?
You will
Because
not.
in the
But shall
UK, Club Renaissance is like £380. So it's definitely going to be like $500 plus for you guys.
Okay. Shout out to Afterpay and Klarna for
Sorry, did I say
sponsoring
$500 plus? $700 plus.
my girl.
Club Rene.
But yeah, I think Club Renaissance is very, it's a very interesting concept. And
Apart
then
from being that close to the stage, what are the perks of that Club Renaissance? Do you know?
you have open bar.
Open bar?
Yeah, much. I don't know if it's open. I know there's a bar. Don't quote me. There are a few things. Like, I don't know. I know one of my friends, shout out to her. I'm not going to mention her before people go and start kidnapping her, because she got two Club Renaissance tickets for Paris, which I don't know why Paris is selling like hotcake. But she has
Price
two
is
Club
sold
Renaissance
out, you know. So
for
your
yeah.
friend is like, she's lucky.
I told you I cannot disclose her name because in these trying times they will kidnap her.
Okay.
Because everywhere you turn, expense. Egg. Next thing, Beyonce. How manage?
You're actually
America.
rationing eggs. Can you believe that?
Guys, eggs that I used to buy 36 for $8. Tell me why a dozen is now eight. One dozen, three dozen used to be eight. One dozen is now
Oh.
eight. Have chickens stop procreating?
Cost of living crisis, man.
Okay, and the next one is shout out to Justin Yuji for giving us the best series that hasn't been released on Netflix yet. If you don't know,
The Chronicles
Dijama
of Apologize,
apologize. Surprise.
Surprise,
Breasty.
Depress, and Prestige.
I can't really help you. But shout out to him. Go watch his IG. It's the funniest thing. Even if you don't think he's funny, the names will make you laugh alone.
Because apologize, surprise, surprise. Because the thing is, like, okay, we take the piss all the time about how, like, Nigerians, specifically Igbo people, Chidera's people, tend to name their children crazy things at times, like goodness, God's will, God's love. But, like,
Restoration.
nobody's out here naming their child surprise. So I think he's taking the piss on a deeper level. Apologize. Somebody called sweet. So somebody called sweet feeling in that school.
I feel like we can't forgive a surprise.
Yeah, you
He's
can forgive surprise.
not
But apologize?
apologize. And there's no difference. Nigeria, which way? Because I'm gonna need y'all to tell me why. I don't even know. Like, between PVC, Fuel, and New Naira, what way?
What way, man? 'Cause like, okay,
What way?
PVC collection, first of all, is done. So I hope you guys got your PVC because they actually extended it. But I know, like, even I know there's so many people that tried and still couldn't get it because Nigeria makes everything hard. That's fine. We don't judge you. But those that collected it now, collecting is just step two. Registering was step one. Collecting was step two. Step three is voting with sense. And see how I added with sense? Okay, because
Guys, we need to, like, I
and
don't
with sense for those that don't understand means not Tinubu.
Thank you. Tinubu is not a youth, for crying out
Not
loud.
Tinubu. Thank you and good night. And then we leave the PVC election matter, and then we move swiftly on to the matter of Naira notes. So you recall, if you listen to the news on Nigeria radio, they always talk like this.
Right now, that's how they talk in the airports now. Flight 594 from BA is now boarding at E6. In Nigeria airport, there's only three gates. There's only three gates.
Yeah, literally. Anyway, yeah, so you recall the government called for everyone who had old Naira notes to deposit their notes
I
because
know
soon
that's not
after
channels. I can't.
soon after they would no longer be valid. So everyone.
I don't know what's worse. Like, okay, you changed Naira notes and you said everyone should go and swap. People now go to swap. Problem.
Yeah,
From,
so like
like, I don't even know where the problem starts from. Is
they
the
said,
bank officials hoarding it because EFCC
honestly,
was investigating ATM machines?
I don't know. They said, okay, go and put all your money in the bank because, you know, I think it was also a way to encourage people to use banks, whatever. Cool. Everybody put their money in the bank. Now, to withdraw my money, same
Problem.
concept. ATMs don't have old notes. They don't have, at first, they only had old notes. But they weren't, but places were not accepting old notes. People didn't want the old notes. Then they now stopped. They don't even have new notes. At first, the problem was that they did not have new notes. So they were like, oh, if you want 20,000 naira, we can give you in fives or we can give you in 20s. How many 5 naira and 20 naira notes are you going to carry? Imagine you want to pay somebody's salary and you give them in 5 naira notes. Like, what? First, you even tell you that you should keep it. Cool. And for those that, you know, live in America and the US, like, sorry, America and the UK, that's like being paid, you know, your £1,000 salary a month, for example. I know most of you guys are earning more than that, but just an example. £1,000 salary, they're paying you in pound coins. In fact, they're paying you 50p coins. Like, it's not making sense.
It's not like CBN hasn't distributed the new money, but banks are hoarding it. So EFCC actually did. I don't even know how credible EFCC for me to even be saying EFCC did an investigation. You should know countries had. EFCC did an investigation into these banks, and they opened one of the ATMs, and they found that the ATM had new notes in it, but they were unwrapped, so they just weren't dispensing. And then they would go to these bank safes, and behind the old money was stacks and stacks of new money.
But what are they using it for? Because, you know, first they said, okay, there's a cap every day. You're only allowed to withdraw a maximum of 5,000 naira. Sorry, what is that supposed to do for, you know, most the average Nigerian? Then, recently, a few months ago, they introduced these things called Momo agents that are like markets and things like that. But when you need quick cash, you pay them 100 naira, you get 10,000 naira, for example. Momo agents are now saying, if you want 10K, come and pay 4K. Is that even, does that make it, is that make it, like, it's not making sense
And
at
you
all.
know,
The average Nigerians are stripping themselves and rolling on the floor naked because they don't have money to eat the next day. And you want them to, and you want to tell a Nigerian that they should never trust the bank again.
just don't even. And you know, shout out to this. This is the only time you're ever going to hear me do this. Shout out to EFCC for arresting that babe who was at somebody's wedding, and all she was spraying was new naira. She had like four bundles of new naira notes, and they
Where did she get it
arrested
from?
her. Where did she from? And you know, Segun Johnson was singing her name, Pelumi, Pelumi. She was spraying new naira notes, and they arrested her the next day.
As they should.
But, also, disclaimer: Zenith Bank is stealing money from domiciliary accounts, so
Yeah, I
do
can't lie. If you're with Zenith,
not.
then IDK for you, boy.
But moving on.
Anywho, in the you know, in the realm
In
of arresting people and people who have been arrested, on the
the
UK side of the world, a video had been circulating on Twitter. I said,
trigger
let
warning
me
if you do
watch
find
trigger
it.
warning, knife crime. I said, let me watch this video, you know, let me see what's going on. I just saw one girl, she was holding a knife, she was shouting at a girl, you're never gonna do it again, you're never gonna do it again. I was like, this is insane, but you know, whatever. And then I kept seeing the video more, 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 because I didn't watch the video to the end the first time. I was like, let me even see, why is everybody still sharing this video? I watched to the end, I just saw blood. As in, the knife
Just said
in
it feels
hand,
like film trick.
the knife in hand was used to stab. So the backstory is apparently this girl cheated on her boyfriend. Sorry, this girl cheated. This girl was the other woman in her relationship. So, like, she
Her
cheated with the
friend's
other
relationship.
woman.
It wasn't her own relationship. It
Oh, it wasn't her own relationship.
wasn't her own relationship. It was her friend's relationship.
Fantastic. Anyway, so she decided that she was gonna, you know, run up, as they say in the hood, run up on the house and take matters into her own hands. So she did wield a knife. She did stab her. And then she finished by pouring boiling hot water on her. And I just think that's insane. And then to now find out, nobody's ugly. We're all beautifully made by God. But if you see the man that they're fighting over, then that wasn't really worth it. No offense to him. I'm not the finest person in the world. But then again, I don't expect anyone to wield a knife because of me. But that's fine. Come to now find out that the girl is 18 years old. As in, she just turned 18 last month. So she's still in nappies. And anyway, she's been arrested swiftly for, you know.
I think she's just like, you know, when they say there's evil in the world, like, I think we all laugh and joke about it. But like, for you guys, I don't know if you guys can stomach that video, because the girl's screams were enough to make me turn it off. But like,
yeah, it was
that is actual evil. For someone, like, and you know the worst part about that whole thing was, after the videos had gone viral and she clearly hadn't been arrested yet, she posted on her Snap being like, you guys don't know the full story. That I'm not taking any, as she said, vios, as per violations. She's not taking any violations this year. And
she was not saying that you guys never see the backstory, that I love hard, but when I snap, everybody always says I'm the bad guy. Excuse me, most people snap and they say they're not going to be your friend again. We don't snap and decide to wield a knife and stab you.
It was just harrowing. Like, for me to use the word harrowing, you guys know this. Like, it was just harrowing. Like, I just don't even, like, and you know, my parents watched it and my dad was like, she should escape. I said, somebody that's holding a knife. I don't want to escape. But yeah, that video was pure evil. And I really wonder if her parents are in the UK or Ghana or Niger. And I don't wish this upon anybody, but I hope they feel some shame. Like, I don't
wish shame on anybody. Yeah, I wish shame. Anybody that, nah, I wish shame. Some people need it. I pray for people to have shame in my prayers.
Anyways, moving on to the main agenda of this episode. Grammys!
Grammys!
Okay, so I think we need to get the big issue, the big one, spoken about before we dive. Are you okay?
Oh, guys, I'm actually not okay. Like, I've been going through a series of illness symptoms, and I think, like,
It's
Grammy weekend. Obviously, the Grammy is never without scandal, never without talking points. So we're gonna talk about this year's Grammy, some of the highlights and lowlights, and we're also gonna talk about some of the biggest snubs in Grammy history, because we found that there is a lot, and you guys should spot the trend at the end when we said all of them. I will also help you spot the trend, because I think it's quite interesting what some of the trends have shown.
Some of those ones, I can lose it.
But yeah. Okay.
The first one we're obviously going to speak about is Harry winning Album of the Year over Beyonce! This was met with a lot of backlash. Even as Harry was winning the award, there's a video circulating of Lizzo and Adele making faces when Harry
Lizzo and Adele were not making faces. I think people just took it out of context.
Yeah, people take everything out of context.
Adele stood up and people were like, oh, she stood up and walked out, but she didn't. She just stood up to get a better view on the other side. The only thing is that Adele did not give it a standing ovation, which is understandable, I guess.
Yeah, but Harry won Album of the Year, and it also Beyonce fans were upset. Understandably,
Beehive, those guys, Beyonce fans are always upset.
Understandably, because Beyonce is nominated for Album of the Year nearly every year, and every year She loses out to complete, I don't want to call them strangers, but like strangers, you know? I just like, I don't know how to feel about it. Because on one hand, I do think Renaissance was good. And it deserved its nomination, obviously. But I think Harry has done so much of himself for himself. And Harry has sold out MSG for like 20 days. He's been constantly performing at MSG. And I think Harry's an amazing performer. He really elevates the crowd. I think Harry's done amazing for himself. And I think it's an amazing win for him. But at what expense?
I think for me personally, like, I love seeing people win and I hate mean-spiritedness. So, like, it doesn't, like, I definitely thought, like, Beyonce should have won. Renaissance was a fantastic album. It's the one that I resonate with more. But I have absolutely no hate to Harry for him winning. I'm happy that Beyonce still got her record. Beyonce is the most awarded artist at the Grammys in history.
She beat Quincy Jones.
That is fantastic. Like, Harry... Yeah, like, as Shira said, like, I think it's quite impressive how he made a name for himself, blah, blah, blah. I know that his kind of career and his choice of personal style has come with critique about, you know, queer baiting and all that, but we're not going to get into it. And one thing he did say in his speech that I was, like, side eye, when he said, oh, thanks a lot, this doesn't happen to people like me very often. I said, excuse me, Harry, you're a white straight man. Or, okay, maybe you're not straight. Let me not assume his sexuality. But you're a white man, okay? Think like this happens to you all the time. In fact, when we read the history of all the Grammy snobs, it's white men that are... Anyway. So that was the only thing that was like Harry's side eye. But I was happy for him. I was happy to see his joy. I just like seeing people joyful.
I think toxicity in the music industry is honestly fan-based beef. Because... in Nigeria, the toxicity between Wizkid and Burna Boy is between their fan bases.
Not Wizkid and Burna Boy are actually cool. It's the fan.
Exactly. So are Wizkid and Davido. Everyone just like making an issue of nothing.
But yeah. I can't, like, Wizkid and Davido were not cool for a while, sure.
Yeah, I don't know their beef. We spoke about Adele and Lizzo. Adele and Lizzo were living it up at their table. Kudos to them.
Lizzo is such good vibes. So Lizzo won Record of the Year for About Damn Time. And her speech had me... Lizzo, and also Lizzo hard launched her boyfriend for us. So this
hard launch!
Lizzo said hard launch, and they look fantastic together. I really like Lizzo. I think she's just...
I think Lizzo can really do no wrong in my eyes.
Yeah, she's just really good vibes.
Shout out, there was a bit of beef apparently backstage, which Offset has now denied, between Quavo and Offset regarding Takeoff's remembrance performance, a dedication performance. I don't know what, I can't figure out the word right now, but it's dedication performance. And you can hear Cardi B in the back being like, this isn't the time. And shout out to our Bronx baddie because it wasn't the time. But yeah, RIP Takeoff. Quavo did perform in honor of Takeoff. And then apparently people didn't like Trevor Noah hosting. He was just giving dad jokes all day. Which
I think... I didn't watch the show, so I can't speak for how he hosted at the show, but me, I love Trevor Noah. So
I love you Trevor guys, Noah, like
beyond Trevor.
Y'all be picking beef over everybody. And this one, we have to proceed with caution. Odogwu.
Odogwu, yeah, so Burna Boy lost two of his Grammys this year. That made me quite sad as a Burna fan. But maybe to teach him a bit of a lesson about cursing his fans. You know,
yes.
Telling God punish, you know? What goes around comes back around. Hey! You can't treat people the way you treat people and think good things are going to happen to you. So unfortunately, you have to do that.
That is my thing. And I was speaking with someone about this the other day. And I was like, my issue with, not my issue, but the thing about Nigerian artists is like, yeah, they love, like, they blow in Nige, and then one DJ plays a song in America, and then then America, and then they tour America. My biggest thing is like the energy they be giving in America is definitely not the same energy they give in England or Nigeria. Mm. It's like, babes, what the people that nominate you, like what the people that vote, well, I don't know who votes on the Grammys, but like if a Grammy person goes to one of your concerts where it's half-assed, where do we all go from there? You know, like keep the same, not keep the same energy, but like it was a very interesting discourse on about how, because someone asked me if I was going to see Wizkid in DC and I said no, because first of all, where Wizkid is performing is like area scatter, like
don't kill me,
a tiny venue, like it doesn't really make sense for someone of his caliber. But like if he's in Lagos, you know, shut down the whole of VI because Wizkid is performing, or like London, O2 is sold out. Like it kind of feels like America is kind of like a second thought, which I guess is like either here nor there. But it was a very interesting conversation. But can't lie, as you're going to a Burna Boy concert, if you're in front and they give you microphone and you can't sing, gone too soon. It's a
I'm up to the task.
We know you're up to the
task. Put me in, coach.
And then speaking of Nigeria, shout out to our girl Thames. Thames won.
Big Thames!
Big Thames won her Grammy.
Making her the first female Grammy winner in Nigeria.
And Jibril came
also, can we talk about how Tinubu was tweeting the next morning about how we should congratulate Temilade?
Jibril too was tweeting.
Excuse me to both of you guys. Doesn't rate you.
And then lastly, I just have one question for you guys. Why is your penis on a dead girl's phone?
I just egot. Whoa. You guys. That was probably my happiest moment. No, between her and Liz Osha, one of my happiest moments, and obviously Beyonce breaking the record. I don't know which one. But that was one of my happiest moments of the show. Viola Davis is the embodiment of they deserve an egot. So for those who don't know, the EGOT stands for, there are people who have achieved all four of the major awards, that is Emmys for TV shows, Grammys for music, Oscars for movies, and Tonys for on stage, like Broadway and all that. And Viola just completed her EGOT by winning a Grammy for her voice recording of her book, Finding Me, which I really want to read now. But yeah, I'm just so proud of her. She was so happy. People were making jokes about how she walked onto the stage like Annalise Keating because she can't get the walk. She can't get the walk out of her.
Viola. Yeah, extremely proud of her.
But yeah, you know, people are always calling her the Black Meryl Streep, but people are like, does Meryl Streep have an EGOT? I think we should start calling Meryl Streep the White Viola Davis.
But yeah, that is the tea on what happened at the Grammys. Oh, like side notes, J-Lo and Ben Affleck look like they hate each other. I can't even.
Yeah, people were saying that. But people were, is it J-Lo or J-Ann?
It's J-Lo.
J-Lo is with, why did I think it was Jennifer Aniston?
I don't know. She used to be with Ben.
That's so crazy. All right, guys. So now that we've kind of discussed the current Grammys, we just thought it would be a good idea to kind of go through history and see where the Grammy snobs have been, because obviously we just talked about the Beyonce and Harry one. And it's worth seeing where this has happened, because it happens loads with the Grammys, as I'm sure you might be aware. And we'll start taking it all the way back to 1984. So, as you guys know, Michael Jackson, King of Pop, should be winning any category he's in. And this particular night, he actually broke history by collecting 8 Grammys in one night, which at the time was the most. But he should have had a 9th, but he didn't get that 9th. And that's because Every Breath You Take by The Police beat it, which it shouldn't have. And Billie Jean.
Billie Jean is the original Promiscuous Girl. That was the song for people that were having affairs.
Don't kill me.
Before that, before Careless Whisper came out, Billie Jean was giving an affair before you even knew you had an affair. But like, I kind of like Police. Well, I don't like Police. I like Sting. I'm not really here for the Police. But
Sure likes white men.
Shut the hell up. Sing makes
Because I'm not gonna lie, every breath you take is a cute song or whatever, like
Yeah, I
whatever.
can't believe Every Breath You Take beats Beat It and Billie Jean.
Like,
But
come
like,
on.
yeah.
Come
Okay, and
on.
then moving on to 2005, Maroon 5 beats Kanye West. For some of you, we're going to be giving you guys the context. So Kanye West released
Oh, and by the way, this category in 2000, I'm not sure what the category was in 1984, but 2005, the category was Best New Artist. And I think that's quite crazy that life is so dynamic. In 2005, those are the new artists. But yeah, so Maroon 5 beats Kanye West for Best New Artist in 2005. And yeah, Chira, give us the stats. Give us the stats.
So, Kanye West in 2005, that was, give me 1 second, give me 1 second, I had it here. That was College Dropout. And personally, I don't know that many songs on College Dropout, but I know like when you say College Dropout by Kanye West, some people can nearly off their shirts and go mad. From what I can see, the ones we kind of know are Jesus Walks. And some other bangers. And Maroon 5 released in 2005. If it's something whack, I'm going to jump. I can't even see. I think that was
Songs
actually,
about Jane or something.
yeah, I don't even know that song. The only like I can't even talk about that one. Okay.
Anyway, I think the point here is that Maroon 5 nowadays, all they get is, first of all, nobody knows who they are except Adam Levine. Adam Levine is marred with scandal. And I can't think of one hit that they've produced in the past 4 years. And you know, me, I'm a Maroon 5 lover. I say that all the time. I do love them, but hello, facts are facts. Maroon 5 over Kanye West? No.
Nor,
Sorry. No, 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 no.
okay, I'm moving on to 2011. Esperanza Spalding beats JB, Justin Bieber, and Drake
For
in
Best
2000.
New Artist. And I
Best
know
New
you
Artist.
guys just said, who is Esperanza Spalding? And I
That is
say
what
that.
we said too.
I say exactly.
And let me put it into perspective for you. Let me start with the JB one because I'm not really like I'm not really passionate about Justin Bieber like that. But like let me tell you the album Justin Bieber
Was
released.
passionate about Justin Bieber in 2011, Sha.
I know you were.
You didn't know me then. You don't know
Okay.
anything about me.
Okay. He gave us My World 2.0. So eeny meeny baby. And then
Shadi
this song pains me personally because you know what Drake gave us in 2011? He gave us Thank Me Later. He gave us I Better Find Your Love. He gave us I Know Way Too Many People Here Right Guys.
Can you guys
Moments
also
of
see? Are you spotting the trends in the robberies as we go along? You know, when you look at the races of the robbers versus the robbies. And this is no shade and no hate to the artists, because obviously it's not like, you know, it's shade and hate to the Grammy voters. Because I have something to say about the Grammy voters, but when we get to the end, we'll discuss, okay? That's cool. Esperanza Spalding, nowhere to be found today, but that's okay. Again. And it also seems that it's always best new artists when they get robbed.
Yeah.
2013, Fun, full stop, beats Frank Ocean for best new artist once again.
That's the reason Frank Ocean is in hiding today.
Don't kill me.
I hope they're happy.
I
Because
mean,
Fun gave us.
ta-da! It's fun tonight.
Yeah,
That's
Fun is nice.
see the way I'm not even sure.
Frank Ocean
Ta-da!
gave us too
Beat
many
as a
bottles of
little girl
swag I can't
wonder.
pronounce.
Can you even hear the vocals? Can you even hear the vocals?
He gave us Lost. Ah, he gave us Pyramids. He gave us. I'm so stressed. But yeah, that was Daylight's Robbery. And then In 2014, we have Malcolm Moore over Kendrick. Anu, would you like to give us the category?
The category again was Best New Artist in 2014. What beats?
They give us
Six.
Count Vogel. Kendrick Lamar, give us Bitch Don't Kill My Vibe, Mad City, Poetic Justice, Swimming Pools.
Poetic Justice.
You're done.
Nah, if you were in DWC in 2014, you know that that album was the soundtrack of our lives. I don't listen to rap, but that was the soundtrack of my life at that
Till
time.
date, I can still sing the whole of Swimming Pools, the whole thing. Because
Crazy.
why are you babysitting two or three shots? Let me show you how to turn it up a notch. Anyways, last one is obviously we had to mention one of the robberies to Beyonce.
And I feel like this was a really controversial one. In
Beck did
2015,
say in 2015.
album of the year again is giving deja vu. Beck, who the hell is that? Again, no idea. Beat Beyoncé's self-titled album. That album is a masterpiece.
And you know, it was self-titled, but she also gave us visuals.
Yeah.
Everybody, shout out to DWC because
Also,
everybody in DWC had the
had
album
those visuals.
visual
I
on
remember
their
how crazy that
flashcard.
was because Beyoncé did not want us to drop that album. She just dropped it with the visuals. And I was like, excuse me.
And teachers were seizing people's flash drive because they had blow video.
Yeah, literally, not even blow video. It was I'm in my penthouse having it jealous. The video for that song and also Partition when I had Jay-Z in the car.
Shout
Wow.
out to all the fallen soldiers that got their flash drive seized.
Abby. Anyway, guys. So yeah, that is some of the biggest snubs of Grammy history. The trend I've been trying to, point out is that it seems to be the whites taking from the blacks all the
Yep.
time. And
Yep.
again, this is not any shade to the artist because every artist works hard. And as I said, I love seeing people get their accolades, but I hate seeing black people,
Robbed.
not get their accolades. So,
Yeah.
and a few days ago on Twitter, they leaked like they questioned some of the Grammy voters to hear what their thought process was, and it just was not making sense. Like, people
How
just
do you become
don't
a
hate
Grammy voter? Let I be the
you,
one to
right?
cast the first stone.
Do you get like some people are just haters, but that's fine.
Yeah. But
Anyway,
yeah.
guys, thanks for sticking around. Hope you enjoyed this Grammy-centric episode. Make sure you follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Care Package Pod, so you know when the next delivery is, and on TikTok at The Care Package Pod, because we drop TikToks now. All right? Okay. Thank you, and good night.
Thank you, thank you,
This
thank you.
package has been signed, sealed, and delivered. Thank you.